السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Did they not serve the coffee yet? Let's try it again. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد. We begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We begin in the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. One topic that we really need to address today in this fundraiser is the events that are taking place today in the world, particularly right here in America, and more particularly right here in our very own backyard. How many of you have seen, either in person or on the internet, the event that took place at the Yom Alinda fundraiser? Please raise your hand. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Not for the event, but for the fact that people are watching. You know, there was a time, not too long ago, maybe about a year ago, maybe 5 years ago, 2 years ago, is that the vast majority of people, especially in the elder generation or even the middle generation, they don't even know what YouTube is. You ask them what a video is, they wouldn't know. And alhamdulillah, now we have an opportunity, now we have an awareness, now we're beginning to have this understanding that through the use of this media, we could capture this event in such a way that people could not simply shout down slogans, they could not simply go and yell a bunch of phrases and just say go home and say this and say that, but now we got them on camera. Now our responsibility becomes to take this information and make other people aware of it. This video got 750,000 hits in YouTube within 2 to 3 days. 2 to 3 days. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the opportunity? You know what people were commenting? People were disgusted. You go and you ask your Muslim friends, you go and ask your non-Muslim neighbors and friends, and they were disgusted. They couldn't believe that something like this was taking place. But now, there's a statistic. There's a statistic that shows that a certain percentage of Muslims, people in America, believe that Islamic extremism is a very, very dangerous threat to this country. Now, can somebody guess, can somebody tell me what percentage of people do you think fall in that category? What percentage? Can somebody guess for me? Yes. Less than 1% of Americans actually think that, no. How many people in America really think that Islam is a threat? This is according to a Pew Research poll that was done in 2010. Guess how many people have this thing, that they're very concerned with the spread of Islam and they feel that it could be a danger. Can somebody give me a statistic, please?
70%.
How much?
More people.
How much?
70. More.
70%. Very close. 62%. 62% of people are concerned. 62% of people that feel that it's a very major concern, it's a major issue. And then you look at the percentage of people that do not know. That do not know. Did I get the statistic right? Or is it 52? Sorry, 52. My mistake. 52%. And how much percent of people say that they've never met an American Muslim ever in their life? They don't know one. I gave you a little hint before. 62%. 62% of people say they've never met a Muslim. They don't know a Muslim. Do you see the similarity? Do you see the similarity in the statistics that if you're looking at that percentage of people who are concerned with Islam, those are the same people who don't know a single Muslim? So let me ask you this question. You can be very honest. Although it's very difficult for us to go and share Islam. It's difficult sometimes to go and talk to your neighbor about it, because religion is kind of like a taboo topic sometimes. So let me ask you this question. How many of you at least know, at least know, on a fairly decent level, both of your neighbors on both sides? Raise your hand. Very good. How many of you have spoken or given in sentences, in terms of a pamphlet or whatever it may be, more than three sentences, three or more sentences about Islam? Please raise your hand. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. That is where we need to get. That is what we need to do, because in this current field, in this current time where Islamophobia is rising, we find that it's our responsibility as average Muslims that we need to go out and tell people what Islam really stands for. It is our responsibility and it's our duty to do so. And this is one of the beautiful things about Why Islam. Why Islam is here to help you. It's here to help me. It's here to help every single masjid, every single Islamic center, because they provide the literature. They provide the copies of the Quran. And they go and they have their teams, and they go out and they perform this effort on behalf of everybody, and they help you facilitate to fulfill that effort as well. And that is particularly what we need to do and what we need to understand. So keep this in mind, how important it is to share Islam in the current context of Islamophobia. And in order to enhance that, in order to give you a more depth understanding of how important it really is, I would like to ask Sheikh Junaid Khorsani to inshallah enlighten us about this subject a little bit more.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.